Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
All right, kids, let's talk a little ball. Dave McGinnis in studio. It's Wednesday at 3:30. This is Tom with 3HL. Dave, Coach Mac.
Hey, guys.
Good to see you, man. How are you?
It's always great to see you guys. Let's go.
All right, so 8-hour broadcast or so, something like that.
You know what? I haven't been doing this very long, but I think I got my doctorate in radio.
I think so.
Right.
8 hours on the air.
I tuned in at one point, and you were like, I'm just, not that I'm surprised, but I'm just amazed how organized you guys at Titans Radio are. Ready for any situation with these produced pieces and a 4-hour rain delay.
Let me just say this as we get started on this broadcast. Mike Keith, Brad Willis, Rhett Bryan, Jonathan Hutton, Philip Noel, Amy Wells.
Yes, sir.
Those guys are professionals. I mean, it was, you know, when I first went to work, you know, for Titans Radio, Mike Keith gave me a binder and it had about, you know, 15 different tabs in it. I mean, it's fairly thick. And one of the tabs was weather delay protocol.
Oh, man.
So I popped it, looked at it, read it, and as soon as that happened, I guarantee you, everybody in that booth pulled out the binder, weather delay protocol, and bang, here we went. It was impressive. I mean, not because I was involved with it, because, I mean, what the hell did I do?
You helped a lot.
No, all of you
guys did an amazing job. And Titans Amy filling everybody in terms of when we might get football back, and then she had a particularly interesting point, and for her first time on the sidelines, by the way,
right?
And she noted that the air conditioning was very cold in the Titans locker room, that people were wrapped in towels trying to stay warm, and they were outside. And I thought that was really good color.
No, and she did it. She did a marvelous job. You know, as did the rest. And as I say, I just can't say enough about this crew that I get the privilege to work with. I mean, it was so good. And what was really good, I mean, you know, I think the Dolphins crew shut down. I think they flipped it back. I mean, it was so organized. It was so impressive. I was really proud to be a part of it. But Amy, really, you guys don't know what she had to do, because when she went underneath in the tunnel, and Dawn can relate to this, then mm-hmm. she lost all contact with us.
Right.
You know, because she didn't have it. And the way that stadium is configured anyway, I mean, it's crazy. So, and then she had to come out, and she would come out and stand in the rain in the middle of the field. They've got this big board up that says, everybody get in the concourse because there's lightning. And we've got Amy out there with rabbit ears trying to find a signal where she can talk, yeah. to us. But she was underneath, and she would go get, and plus the fact that, you know, she is part of the Titans, and she was right there, and she had tremendous information. And then the weather people that we called back here, David, what's
Rodney.
He was unbelievable. I mean, he was fantastic. I mean, you know, at one point, you know, we were talking to him, and we'd somehow thrown some Khalil Mack reference in there about being worth $134 million. And I told him, well, your information's worth $134 million because it was really good. But, you know, everybody did a tremendous job. The best thing I did was just talk. I can do that.
NashSevereWX.com. It's a great website.
No, they were great.
He does Williamson County and Davidson County, and at NashSevere, WX on Twitter, at Titans Amy, if you want to follow Amy on Twitter as well. Yeah, you guys did an awesome job.
Thank you.
And I think a lot of people listened that maybe were watching on television, because television flipped.
Television flipped, and then I was getting texts because, you know, since I've started doing this, I mean, I've got a few people I know around the country, and they listen, you know, on the app. And yeah. I had one guy in Texas, you know, that came back on and said, man, I can't believe you're still on. He said, I had time to go out and mow my lawn and come back in. You're still on.
Yeah.
You know, but it was, look, you just do the job, right? That's what we do, right? You just do your job.
Does the NFL need some, because, Dave, this is the longest game since the NFL merger in 1970. That's 48 years ago. Does the NFL need some kind of a contingency plan, as opposed to having guys sit for two-hour increments and then try to come out and play such a dangerous game?
Well, I mean, I've been in this league a long time, and I've been through these before. I mean, I've been through this, and really, the only issue that could have resolved this, Mickey, maybe, is if both teams would have had an open date at the same time.
Right.
Then you might could have rescheduled it. But the way the NFL schedule is, I mean, you really can't. You really can't. And then, you know, as I said once on the broadcast, look, we're dealing with, I mean, Mother Nature is undefeated. You know, just as we're about to find out, you know, from that thing that's getting ready to hit the coast. And so, you know, we just, I mean, it was tough on everybody. It really was. It was, you know, the operation staff, I mean, they had to go get loaves of bread to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches underneath the stadium. I mean, it was, everybody pitched in, but, you know, and it was, you know, we wanted to do the best we could for our listeners because, you know, our radio network's important to us too. And that was, anyway.
Great job. So in terms of the game, man, I don't even know where to start. It was tough to find some consistency.
Well, no, I'll start for you. I mean, we didn't have any consistency, and that's an issue. And at you know at in all positions, you know, we didn't have any consistency at the quarterback position. We weren't consistent against the run. You know, we had problems with the run at first, especially inside. We got that fixed. You know, but you can't. Here's what you can't do if you want to stack wins in this league. You can't start and stop. You can't start and stop. You can't start and stop. You really can't because you've only get so many possessions, and within those possessions, you have got to be able to build some continuity, and you've got to be able to build some flow, and you've got to be able to do that on both sides of the ball. And then the one thing that you cannot do, and especially when you're in adverse conditions like that, and both teams did it, is give up explosive plays. Because if you're going to play a close game, I mean, explosive plays and turnovers, usually in a game that is going to be dictated like that, it's going to make the difference. And it made the difference in this game, if you really want to boil it down to it. You know, even though with the injuries that we suffered, when you look at it, it was the explosive plays and it was the turnovers at the end of the day. And then look, when I was a head coach in the National Football League or a coach in the National Football League, I couldn't say anything about the officials. I can say anything I want to now. You know, and I will. And that
hit
was
it, coach.
And
that hit
was,
it.
And that was horrible.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
No, and it was really, really bad. And again, we bust a 60-yard run that is cut just right. It's a perfect outside zone. Had a great double team, and they call holding on us, and they've got our guy by the face mask, and that's a critical, critical call. And
game's tied right there. And it's a different game moving forward,
guys. So. And look, I've been in over 650 NFL games. And I know once the call's made, and Mike Vrabel's 100% right. He can't say anything about it, and he's right as a coach. That's the way you approach it. We can't lean on that. But I can because, you know, I know good from bad. I've seen it. That was bad.
How bad is it to get the letter or the notice from the league? Yeah, we missed it. They hit on Marcus. They said that should have been flagged.
Well, see, and again, when you hit a quarterback that's coming that's in the mesh point, and we went through this, you know, when I was in the NFC West with Russell Wilson and with Colin Kaepernick, you know, you know, we'd say, well, we can't tell whether they're going to keep it or not, and then the contact is still made if they've got a threat to be the runner, but going low like that, anyway. I mean, as long as we're on it, now you guys got me rolling. As long as we're on it, you know, the whole Taylor Lewan thing. Now, look, the hit itself may not have been illegal by the letter of the law, but they hunted him up.
Sure.
I mean, there's no doubt.
And Vrabel said that.
Well, you know why he said it? Because it's right.
Right.
And that's why he said it, because that's what happened. I've seen it all. I know what this league is. I've seen it. And again, it happened to us. We don't like it, but. Guess what?
Listen, just
we'll play again.
Watching games around the league, Coach, the league's got a problem right now because that wasn't just happening in the Tennessee-Miami game. I had that game on, and then I had the Red Zone channel on, another channel, and watching games on the other TV. And it's problems all over the league. Like, what's a catch? What's pass interference? What's roughing the quarterback? We don't know. You ask 10 people with the league, you might get 10 different answers.
Here's the problem. I mean, we've got a real issue. We've got an issue with consistency. You talking about consistency?
Yeah.
We've got a real issue in consistency in that department. And again, when Mike Pereira left, when Dean Blandino left, they're struggling for leadership right now. And you can see it. And plus, you've got all new officials nearly. I mean, they flipped these crews, and you've got some, right. You know, I mean, and plus, then you continue to stack on new officials, new rule interpretations. I mean, I don't know what you expect, but we're kind of getting what I thought would happen.
Coach Mack with us on 3HL, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Need great health care coverage at an affordable price? Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've got you covered. Coach, talking about Marcus, I know he got hurt. Before he got hurt, he was completing some balls, But I feel like there were some big plays left on the field because of where the ball was placed.
Well, yeah, I mean, his timing and his location. You know, ball location, we've talked about this, you know, from training camp on. I've told you about this offense. It's a timing offense. It is going to take time. I've said that, you know, time and time again. But from the quarterback platform, it's a timing mechanism. And this, some of these things, you have to throw the receiver open. Now, the one to Taywan Taylor was a great throw.
I thought that might have been his best throw.
No, it was a great throw. It was a tremendous throw. And I love the call on fourth down going for it.
I do too.
Down there. Yeah. I love the call. It's just, you know, it's ball placement. I mean, that type of route down there, if you put it out in front of him, you know, as long as Corey Davis is, he can stretch out, touch the pylon, and you've got
you would make that call too.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I will.
Well, we had a conversation about it yesterday because we were in different. I think, Mickey, you said I probably would.
I just feel like 20 points can win that game. I'm not sure. If it's fourth and a foot, I don't even think about it. At fourth and three, if I know that I can kick a bunch of field goals and win the game, and that would have been two scores on the first two drives, on fourth and three, I might have just kicked that one and not have given it any more.
That's
thought.
Valid.
No.
Here's what I'm thinking.
That's a fair point.
Here's what I'm thinking in that moment.
Aggressive.
Here's a chance to go up 10-0 and completely change their game plan.
And
if I don't make it, I have confidence in my defense to put them at the 2-yard line and to get the ball back at the 50.
To me, that was the most egregious thing that happened after it. It was not the incompletion. It was a 98-yard drive afterwards.
Yeah.
That was aided by penalties.
Yeah.
You know, and that to me is, you know, but. And I know exactly what he was thinking. If we don't make it, they've got 98 yards to go. You know, we've got a chance. It's going to be a field position game, to your point, Mickey. Again, but telling you the truth, I would have gone for it.
We're HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 this morning. The good news is, Coach Mack, that the Titans don't have Jerome Boger this weekend.
Good. Okay. Look, you're 100% right. I mean, I've said enough. I'll probably get, you know what, as long as I've been in the league, they'll probably still find me, but that's all right. I've got American money, so we'll be good.
Oh, it's cool. He's still in the system.
But you said he hadn't worked a playoff game in a while, right?
Well, not since the lights went out, Baltimore, San Fran, Super Bowl.
Wow.
New Orleans.
True story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045. Coach Mack is in. Taylor Lewan tried to go to the facility, and they said,
"Of course he would. Why wouldn't he? Of course he would. And of course he's going to have to go through the concussion protocol."
Right.
And Coach Vrabel, I mean, a lot of times in this league, as a head coach, or you know, as an assistant head coach, or as an assistant coach, you've got to protect the players from themselves.
Yeah.
Because you know they want to play, but that you can't do it like that.
Fill our listeners in who maybe don't know what the concussion protocol entails now.
No, yeah. Once you go in, I mean, and it's entirely out of the club's hand. It goes to an independent, medical doctor. And there's a series of tests. You take tests when you first come in that establish a baseline, you know, for the concussion. And then clearly there's a series of tests and a series of days that you have to go through, and it's daily. It's not something that you can rush. This is, the club does not handle it.
You can't fake it.
Yeah. Well, you can't fake it as a player, and also you can't fudge it as a club. Yeah. I mean, this is an independent medical doctor that puts you through all of these tests, and then once you're cleared, you go through where, I mean, because when you get a concussion, I don't know how many of our listeners have ever had one, a real one. I mean, you're light sensitive. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on, and then, I mean, there's just certain amounts of exercise that you can do for a while, you know, not to aggravate what's going on up there in your brain. And so, again, you've got to protect the players from themselves, and they're doing the right thing.
Coach, I know there's a next man up mentality, you know, certainly in this league, but when that man is Delanie Walker, don't you need to say next men up? Because you're going to need a whole lot of people to step up their game to try to fill that void.
Mickey, you're spot on. And again, you know, I mean, you know, nobody's going to be the next Delanie Walker.
Another one.
No, this is a special player, and there's a reason. I mean, he was a valuable piece to this offense because, you know, Matt LaFleur could put him anywhere. You know, he could put him anywhere. He could detach him from the core. He could do a lot of things with him in there. and he presented a lot of problems to defenses because they had to decide personnel-wise, how are they going to match up with this person? Right. And then anytime you have someone like him that is so prolific, especially, you know, on third down or on conflict downs, you're going to double this guy. And everybody only gets 11 players, you know, per team when you're playing. And so if you double him, there's some people that can win singly. So you're 100% right. And he may have to change some of his approach and some of the things he's doing. But that's what coaching in this league is, because the National Football League, once it starts for real, guys, you know, I've made a living in this league for 30 plus years. It's a war of attrition. It really is. And the thing that you have to be able to do is come up with ways, depending on who you have available every Sunday, to win no matter what you're presented with.
Well, you've coordinated some amazing defenses. How would you go about trying to stop the Titans offense now with Delanie Walker not out there?
Well, the first thing that they're going to do, they're going to see who they put in there for him. And then, I mean, now what does Matt LaFleur do? Does he go more 11 personnel? Does he get out of the 12 personnel package? You know, how does he do that? That's the first thing you'd look at defensively, is what type of personnel groups are they deploying now on what we call conflict downs, where you've got to defend run and pass first. That's the first thing, you know, that you're going to look at to do. And then what you're going to do is see how he's going to use those two backs. You know, you may see those two backs in there together now some. You may see two backs, three wides. You know, there's a lot of different things that you can do, but I don't know what he's going to do, but until you look and see as a defensive coach, you do know one thing that, and then plus you're going to see, you know, what Jonnu Smith brings to the table. You know, if he comes out there and they start singling him up and he starts wearing people out in the middle of the field or starts wearing people out on option routes, then you might say, you know what? We might have to, you know, double him again. But it all depends on the type of attack personnel-wise that we see coming out this week.
There was notice today after practice that Corey Davis was limited at practice with a hamstring. How much just is a coach and an administrator, just a person in this league, does that soft tissue injury alarm you and just keep you up at night?
Well, soft tissue is, you know, it's brutal because it's different for every person. You know, if someone breaks a leg or if someone, you know, gets a shoulder knocked down, they can give you kind of a time frame medically as to when that person is going to be back.
Right.
A soft tissue injury, you know, it's different. I mean, it's different for each individual. All four of us sitting in this studio, you know, and you know, if somebody pops a ham in here, all of us will recover at different rates. And it depends on the individual. And so when it depends on the individual, the thing that you are always makes you nervous about soft tissue injuries is if you try to push a soft tissue injury, the only thing it does is get worse. It never gets better. Anybody that's ever had any soft tissue injury, a pulled calf, a hamstring, any of these types of things, if you try to, say, gut your way through it, it only makes it worse. And so, I mean, these types of things you have to be smart with. It's just, again, as I say, that's what the league is. The best anybody felt was when they stepped out on that field the first day of OTAs. That's the best they felt. And so that's what you deal with in National Football League.
Looking at the Houston Texans offense, Deshaun Watson this weekend, what do you think they offer in terms of their passing game, their running game? What do you see?
I watched their last game three times. Here's what I come up with. Deshaun Watson was rusty coming out of this first game.
Yeah.
He really was. I mean, you could tell that he'd been out.
Fumbled the first snap.
No. Well, and plus he just wasn't on. His timing was off. He misfired, you know, quite a bit, you know. And then, of course, you know, they lost a starting corner and a starting tackle also, right, offensive tackle in this game too. When you look at their offense, they've really basically got three offenses in my mind when you start looking at them. The first one is they've got an offense that they build a two-back look out of, you know, out of 12 personnel that they run a lot of counter stuff, a lot of option game out of, you know, where Deshaun is faking back there, and then they've got that's one. The next one is they spread everybody out. They go no back set, empty set. They spread everybody out, and then they let him operate out of the gun. And the third offense that you have to defend with Deshaun Watson is the off schedule play. Because that's where he's as dangerous as anybody in this league. It reminds me of when we first started playing, when I was in the NFC West, we first started playing Russell Wilson. You weren't so much worried about him on schedule plays. And when I talked to our listeners about on schedule plays, I'm talking about plays that were called in the huddle and run the way they're supposed to be run. Off-schedule plays are when the play that's called breaks down, and then the athletic ability kicks in with the quarterback, and then you have to start plastering receivers all over the field. Then it becomes a free-for-all, and if you've got a quarterback that is really, really good with his feet and can still throw downfield on the move, that's the third offense you've got to defend against Deshaun Watson.
They blew the Titans out last season, obviously, with Deshaun Watson. Is there any carryover to game plan that the Texans might see there?
It's a different defense. Yeah. I mean, they're facing a different defense, and plus, I mean, they're different too. You know, they've got some different people too. Now, I do believe, you know, of course, DeAndre Hopkins is, we all know what he is here, but I think they're going to have Will Fuller back too. Oh. You know, and that makes a difference because Will Fuller can absolutely take the top off of defense.
See, there's a soft tissue injury, hamstring deal.
Yes.
He's dealing with.
And that's what he's dealing with. But, you know, when it's healed, he can go. I mean, he can get it. He can run. You know, there's a difference between running and run. And he can do that. And plus Lamar Miller, you know, Lamar Miller had a big game last week. He had 20 carries for 98 yards. And so... The Titans are going to have their hands full, but that offensive line of theirs is going to be reworked too, so we've got to try to take advantage there.
He's Dave McGinnis, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Need great health care coverage at an affordable price? Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've got you covered. You can hear Coach Mack on zone shows all week and also on Titans Radio. Texans coming into town, home opener for the Titans this weekend on 104.5 The Zone. Thanks, Coach.
We done again?
We're done.
It goes by fast.
Goes fast. Thanks, guys. See you.
Thanks, Coach.